When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Chris Hughes with the Christian Perspective Podcast with Chris Hughes, where we encourage our listeners to engage the culture with Jesus Christ. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds, so enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Welcome back to another episode, Man Up with yours truly, Nikita Koloff. Hey, do you believe in signs and wonders and miracles and healings? Well, I sure hope so, because today we're going to talk about that very thing. And my guest today, you're going to want to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Paul Williams. Paul, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Thank you, Nikita. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, you know, and I know we're going to talk, we'll talk, cover a number of the things I just introduced, including your book, Expect to Believe, 90 Bible Devotionals to Grow Your Faith for the Impossible. I love that title, Paul.
Well, thank you, Nikita. That was the first book released maybe 4 years ago, and then last month was the new book, Extreme Faith for Extreme Evangelism.
Extreme Faith for Extreme Evangelism. Now, before we jump into to some of these different topics and conversation, I know you are down there in the great state of Texas, right?
Absolutely. Greater Houston area?
The greater Houston area. Well, give us a little quick backstory on yourself. And have you born and raised in Texas? Or you know, tell us about your family. Just give us a little backstory.
Okay, Nikita, the short version is my father was an Air Force captain, Korean War, Vietnam War. Was born in Massachusetts. We lived on different military bases, but kept apart from people as much as we could. My father's and mother's choice, really raised in the wilderness in Tennessee, South Central Tennessee in the Hill Country, about 18,000 acres of land abandoned to the horizon as far as you can see in every direction. My father purchased 55 acres in the center of that, so we had it all to ourselves and raised in isolation. And that really was formative. My father, parents very devout, made us, compelled us to read the Bible as three siblings, you know, 3 one-hour Bible studies a day. And it was a works-based religion, but like the apostle, like Saul on the road to Damascus, when you take that Pharisee-like background of the Bible and you add the Holy Ghost, what you get is instant signs, wonders, and miracles, and that part happened about 12 years ago this month.
Well, that's well. Of course, I'm familiar with Tennessee because I have several of my children live there in the Nashville area, and so I'm very, very familiar with Tennessee. Somewhat familiar with Texas and with Houston, and you know, I love, you know, I was looking up, you know, kind of some of your backstory, and I love what you said. You know, married to my amazing covenant partner for life, Michelle, and you have five adult children. Tell us about Michelle and your five children.
Well, Michelle is the backbone. I mean, she firmly just cannot be swayed, believes in her husband. And, you know, there's times we run into things in business and in life where you wonder, can I do this? And you know, we've this time, no amount of energy, prayer, success, fasting is working. She just does not waver. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so, tell you what, she is just a no-quit, just believes in me firmly. She is definitely the backbone of the operation. And our oldest child's 38, Brandy. Our youngest, Rachel, 24 going. In fact, another week, be 25. So we've... You know, they make us feel old sometimes, but we're still young in the spirit.
Well, I can identify with that. With four kids, I've got 11 grandkids and counting. Now, yeah, I'm assuming you have grandchildren. Ooh. As well.
Do not.
No. Okay.
That's a heartthrob that continues. I always tell my wife, we need to hurry up and have our own grandkids since they're not.
I love that. And, in Jesus' perfect timing, right? In God's perfect timing, perhaps, right? So, well,
amen.
I know you can enjoy, certainly the children that in and of themselves are always just a blessing, right? But you got a full quiver of, you know, with five children. And so, you know, I want to just back up just for a moment, because, you know, it's interesting. You know, you talked about, your childhood, your upbringing. Homeschool is, do I understand? Were you homeschooled? Do I understand too?
Yes, homeschooled. My father had an amazing system where he taught essentially the entire body of knowledge all in a single blow. So instead of being divided into first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and by subject, history, math, English, geometry, basically, particularly my brother and I, just the whole body of knowledge handed to you. It's crazy. It was intense. Start around 9 and a half. You're done at 14. But in that time, he said, you have the equivalent of a master's degree in 14 different fields of science. And praise God, it doesn't make sense, but by the blessing of the Lord, you know, have had inventions in 14 fields of science. So, yes.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty, what, I mean, I'm just like kind of taking it back right now, you know, cause I'm just kind of, you know, learning about your story and, you know, what early life was like. And then of course, you know, kind of fast forward brings you to today, you know, of course, obviously being a book author, but I'm sure there's many stories that you can share. But I guess my curiosity centers around, you know, one of your book reviews talked about having, you know, the supernatural ability to do things he did, right? Jesus said, in fact, he said, right? He goes, you'll do even greater things than it. And I don't know, Paul, if people have really stopped long enough, and I don't know that I do really sometimes to really kind of consider what he said, that you'll do even greater things. Because when I look at what he did, I'm like, wow, he did some pretty amazing things, right? But yet it's kind of, you center that around John 14:12, right? Where it talks about, you know, signs and wonders and miracles and healings and having spiritual authority as a child of God to be able to do these things, right?
Amen. You know, if your listeners right now will stop and of course, turn your Bible to John 14:12, but if you'll read that verse and accept it like a little child, don't ask any questions like, how is this possible? It said, believers will do the things, the works that I did, in fact, greater things. A little child doesn't ask any questions. Just say, Jesus, I believe it because you said it. That's the first step to the supernatural right there.
So that is step one, just the embracing, in that, in its simplest form, what you just said, just embracing what the Word of God says, right?
Without question, just like a little child. Unless you have the faith of a little child, you can't be saved. Little kids, older ones do, but little kids don't ask any questions. If you say they can do, they just start doing it, right? That's the first step, is learn to accept the words of Jesus as written without interpretation.
Yeah, the innocence of a child, right? It's not till you begin to grow up and be exposed to more of the world that, in a sense, we get, you know, tarnished or stained, if you will, you might say, by the world, right? And then begin to, you know, to question a lot of things, right?
Well, yes, and to be fair, not to fair, but complete story is because we pray wrong. Just imagine that in the New Testament, in the Bible, God has specifically laid out a particular way to pray. Not to be religious, but Jesus died and gave us the ability to do miracles. And we turn around and ask God to do them for us. And it will never happen like that. You might get blessed, but you know, it's Jesus said, you will do the things that I did using my name. There's a large difference between you healing someone using the name of Jesus to do it, and you asking Father God, in the name of Jesus, would you heal him? The latter is not how it works. You're doing it using the name of Jesus. All this is abundantly laid out in 330 scriptures in my book, Extreme Faith, Extreme Evangelism. It's just right in front of you the whole time. That's the first of a dozen misconceptions that result in no miracle occurring, upon which we as adults say, well, see, I was afraid of this. And of course, this cycle repeats.
Right. And well, and I think that's why in see if you agree with this, why some people are maybe even hesitant to, you know, to pray for another person, or, you know, it's like, well, what, you know, what if it doesn't happen? Well, and I like to, Paul, I like to say this, and I have a whole story in terms of the gift of, you know, the gift of healing. And, but it is to say, you know, I tell people, hey, I'm going to pray for your healing. Now, personally, my view is I can't heal a flea, but I know who can. God can, but if I lay hands on you, if he tells me to pray for you, I in good faith, I'm going to trust and believe that he's going to touch you in his perfect timing. And, you know, and I have been blessed to see at times, like literally instantaneous healing, like, you know, just, you know, when he prayed for the blind man, right? And, he instantly saw. But I've seen other times, Paul, maybe you can speak into this. I've seen other times, and I feel the Lord show me this, when I was on a pilgrimage in Jerusalem. I actually walk in the streets of Jerusalem, baptized in the Jordan River, and experience. But I've seen what I call a progressive healing. And what I feel the example the Lord gave me was when he took the man, the blind man, outside of his village, the word says, he prayed for him. He says, what do you see? And the man's response was, you know, essentially this: I see men that, you know, look like trees walking. And then the scripture says Jesus prayed for him, you know, a second time. And then boom, the guy got, you know, I guess essentially perfect sight, right? And what I feel the Lord showed me on that was that's what he phrased for me anyway as progressive healing, meaning you may pray for somebody's healing. They may not be instantly healed, but, you know, a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, you know, you may get a phone call and say, wow, you're not going to believe it, but, you know, that pain in my shoulders, now it's completely gone. Or what experiences have you had in the realm of healing and praying for others, Paul, that you could share with our listeners?
So, Nikita, you brought up something very valid here. So if every once in a while you get a healing like the blind man that saw trees walking, well, that matches Jesus. He had 19 miracles, and one of which was the progressive healing, but the rest were instantaneous. Remember, Jesus said, you can do the same things I did, in fact, greater things. The Bible says that six different places, everyone who came to Jesus was healed. He's our standard. So if you take the faith you had over in Israel and double it, take the amount of scriptures you had, double it, take the amount of the Holy Spirit you had, double it, you're going to see extreme miracles. You know, we, myself and my business partner, Brian Deslitz, the chief financial officer of our company, our so-called ministry disguised as a business, the Lord prophetically refers to it as, we get to see extreme miracles constantly. You know, the blind, the deaf, the dumb, broken, people missing organs, cancer. So advances sticking out of the body instantaneously as you're looking at it, instantly heal. You know, people losing 50 pounds instantly on the spot. People with metal and pins in their bone or even sticking out of their body. It vanishes as you're looking at it. Truly, the same miracles Jesus did and greater. Why? Because we're not settling for the lowest denominator. We're saying, Lord, increase our faith, increase more word, more spirit, more prayer leads to greater miracles.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com. Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Many people often ask me, is Nikita Koloff your real name? Well, I have news for you. Now you can get the whole story on my audiobook, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, narrated in my own voice, gaining all perspective and insight into my whole life, including my redemption. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
So let me ask you a question. So why, in your observation, or you might say your opinion, Paul, and I know, you know, and I've traveled, I don't know how far and wide you've traveled. I've traveled to 36 different countries so far. I've been to all 50 states and you know, ministered to an audience of one, and the largest audience to date was over 73,000. I have my ministry, my partner in crime, you might say, Lex Luger, with me there on that particular adventure, one of my wrestling buddies. But what would you say, or why would you say, in America anyway, when it comes to signs and wonders and miracles and healings that he did, and you're saying we can do, why don't we see more of that in America, Paul?
You know, I used to think it's because maybe, you know, there's just something wrong with America. It's not. It just requires more faith to overcome the darkness. You know, when I first got in this business, I was getting two people out of 10 healed. And this year we've had two that weren't and several hundred that were. We're probably about 1,500, you know, people healed now, about 50 blind people, 30 deaf people, many, many cancers, diabetes, every kind of strange disease there is. And we've had one person this year that we asked him to do something, pray something, and, you know, he's still thinking about that, but the rest were all healed. And I'm telling you, it just takes more work. Where there is the power of Satan goes up, the power of God is willing to go higher, but we have to pay the penalty. Not the penalty, but the cost. Are you willing to spend more time in prayer, more time in the Word, more time connecting with the person of the Holy Spirit? You know, where there's greater darkness, the light will overcome it, but we just have to spend more time. Now, when I spend more time, I'm the chief technology officer of our cybersecurity company, so I'm extremely busy. I work about a 65-hour, you know, work week, but still spend time. I don't mean hours and hours, but substantial quality time connecting with Jesus Christ, connecting with the Holy Spirit, intimate relationship, not just for knowledge, but living. And this presence of the Holy Spirit builds until he's like just physically all over me. And wherever we go, commingling business with work, we're able to heal people on buses and trains and airplanes and in stores. We do not invite people to church in terms of to get them healed. We may invite them, but it's not for that reason. It's like right there instantly wherever we go, healing people in the name of Jesus, just like Jesus and his disciples did. Why? Because the willingness to spend the time it requires to get the connection with God the Father, his Son, and Jesus Christ to do these miracles.
So just I want our listeners to really, you just said something that I think is vitally important to all of our listeners, and that is, so you have a full time, you mentioned 65 hours, so you have a full time job, right?
Yeah, more than full time.
More than full time, yeah. 65 hours is more than full time. Yeah, I agree. But yet, do you view your job as an opportunity to be salt and light and minister? So is it in a sense, is it your ministry, even though it's a J-O-B or a business of yours?
Absolutely. It's something greater than 90% of all the people we meet either receive Jesus as Lord and Savior or have a demon cast out of him or healed or filled with the Holy Ghost, because we don't come at people with thus saith the Lord. We're talking with atheists. We work with members of the United States intelligence community. These people are secular. They're very knowledge-based. They're not open to hearing from the gospel. But as we're talking with them, I might say, so this morning your wife told you this or that. Or Brian, my partner, might say, hey, is there something wrong with your left knee? How would you know that? We'll get to that. And as we continue, they begin to say, is my wife, how did you know that? And I say, do you really want to know? Yes, Jesus is real. So the book, Extreme Faith, Extreme Evangelism, is just full of all these radical evangelism tips that work, because Jesus said signs and wonders will follow the proclaiming of his word. If you're proclaiming the word, but signs and wonders aren't following, it's like walking on one leg. We got to get the signs and wonders, and now we have a very high rate of people who are exposed to coming to Jesus constantly because they see that Jesus is real. You know, you heard the thoughts of my heart. That's not possible. I say, Jesus Christ is real. I serve him. Would you like to hear more about him?
So I want to really dial in. I want our listeners to know. So, you know, you may be out there in the workplace, out there in the marketplace, as I sometimes refer to it, and say, you know, I'm not called to ministry, but you have a ministry. I want you to hear what Paul is saying, mm-hmm. that you can operate, in these giftings and operate in signs and wonders and healings and the things we're talking about, the miracles we're talking about. Out there in the marketplace, as well as behind closed doors and within your own family. You don't have to be, go to seminary and be standing on a platform and, you know, be preaching the gospel every day. But, you can be salt and light every day, just living your life every day. And so just want to emphasize that. And so, Paul, if they read your latest book, what I hear you saying is it's going to give them insight really on how they can then walk in and operate in the things we're talking about. Would that be accurate?
Yes, and of course there's videos. There's about 40 video testimonies that are on YouTube that accompany the book. As you go through the book, it tells you where to jump to see the free videos that accompany that. And you'll see, you're going to see 330 scriptures broken down without interpretation. Jesus literally meant exactly what he said. And you say, that's impossible. That would mean, yeah, check out this testimony that exactly fits that scripture. It's a very powerful combination. You know, after all, testimonies are a large part of what the Holy Spirit can use, with the word leading first, our testimony second. But that's exactly the case. Hope arises. And we also teach in-person classes in the Houston area, But everything that's needed for a person or even an entire church, these are high-resolution videos that will display on our whole church screen. They can get the book on Amazon and, go through this 10-week Bible study. People come out completely different, praying different, hearing from God, accurately prophesying, casting out demons with a word of or a touch. Not a lot of hollering, right? Laying hands on people, touching people, healed. Why? Because Jesus said we could. That's why.
Well, I love what you guys are doing. And certainly, my question about, in America, specifically about America, is in my travels around the world, I have witnessed and seen and experienced many of the things you're referring to and talking about. And it seems like, Paul, at least in my experience, people in other nations, especially those who are less fortunate than us, let's just say, or don't, have what we have here in America, are more open to or more embracing of the truth of God's word, that these things really can happen in their own life. And so I, for one, I sense you probably do too, want to just see a mighty move of God across America. I believe we need a massive spiritual awakening. Let me go back just for a moment. Let me backtrack to your first book just for a moment as well, because you mentioned the word impossible, and that it's part of the title of your book. Grow your faith for the impossible. What inspired you to take a minute and just tell us what inspired you to write that first book, Expect to Believe?
Amen. Well, About maybe 13 years ago, four tumors were found in my chest during a routine examination. I was 48, 49 at the time, and doctor referred me to a specialist in this and ended up getting diagnosed with sarcoidosis of the lungs, active phase, and they grew very quickly to fill up a good bit of my chest cavity. They're inoperable, and I was diagnosed with no treatment, no cure, and has to begin to crowd out the air in my lungs. And I had multiple other chronic health conditions, like a lifelong heart murmur that would cause my heart to defibrillate, and high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fast-growing, black-spreading thing, looked like melanoma on my leg, never had it formally diagnosed. But as my health was going down, I began to study the Word of God more, not because of me. I had resigned my faith. It was praying for others. My wife and I were intercessors in the church, and we prayed for hundreds of people over the course of a year, right? You know, and none of them are what I would call a biblical miracle. There was those, wow, that's amazing. The doctor said you have a 98% chance of dying. You live. It's a miracle. But it wasn't the kind of miracles you see in the Bible. And while, I kid you not, sitting in San Antonio in a hotel room, you know, reading the Bible by myself, the power of God overwhelmed me, was instantly healed head to toe. And it's all because I was asking the Lord, what does John 14:13 mean? That one says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I'm going to do. I've asked in your name over and over again, and I haven't seen these kind of miracles. Why not? And so there's a longer, more dramatic story you'll see in the free videos that accompany the second book. But basically, when God actually, I saw a readout in the air, could literally read letters in the air, and I saw that it's our attempt to try to understand the Bible that was getting in the way. It doesn't need understanding. It just needs you to believe it and act on it. Took my physical hands, reached up there, grabbed those green letters. The power of God instantly laid me flat. Something I'd said, that will never happen to me, it did, okay? And got up, and tell you what, that deep Bible study, it clicked. You know, a lifetime of reading the Bible, but misinterpreting it, I realized the words of Jesus mean exactly what it says. I'm trying to make it have meaning. He meant what he said. And from that point on, the miracles started. They were headaches and smaller things, but they grew. And as you learn, and the power of God grows and grows and grows, then the extreme miracles begin. And so now it's routine to just see astonishing things right here in America, right? Because, Nikita, I guess the key is the average Christian doesn't have enough faith to do a miracle here. But they go abroad because the people are simpler and have a simpler faith. The faith you have is now sufficient to do something. The key is to come back and do that here so we can rise above the tide and the atheists that are all around us.
Well, that's amazing. And you bring to mind the words, never say never, right? That'll never happen to me. Paul, before we run out of time, tell us how people, obviously Amazon, they can find your books on Amazon. Do you have a website? Where can people find out more about you? And obviously they get your books off of Amazon. But where can they find out more about all that you're doing there in Houston?
Oh, great. Thanks, Nikita. So lifeoffaithinchrist.org. That's a bit of a long one, but lifeoffaithinchrist.org. And of course, you'll see two F's right there, lifeoffaithinchrist.org. And if you go there, there's the homepage. You'll see at the menu across the top, or on a cell phone, the little vertical horizontal lines, you'll see bookstore. Both books are there. They point to Amazon. The class videos is the next tab, and those are the videos that accompany the book.
Okay. And people can, did I hear you say people can, in the Houston area, or come to Houston and attend some workshops, some things live as well?
Yes, we have on a regular basis whenever a church that will have us, that because we're not a church, we're just a ministry, and we go into whatever church will have us, use their screen, their population may attend, and do our classes out of there. But basically, any church in the world can now do it because of the combination of having the material online and the video testimonies. The same we would do in the class are now available for all.
Wow. So pretty amazing. Expect to Believe, Paul Williams' first book, Expect to Believe, 90 Bible devotionals to grow your faith for the impossible. And then one more time, your other book, Paul, one more time.
Extreme Faith for Extreme Evangelism, 10-week Bible study for radically sharing the gospel through signs, wonders, and miracles.
Signs, wonders, and miracles, and if you believe. And I'm reminded, as we begin to wrap up this show, I'm reminded of Jesus asking me, do you believe? He says, I do believe. Help me with my unbelief. So hey, we can all be helped with our unbelief. Paul Williams, thank you for being on the Man Up show today. That was amazing. Thank you for your testimony and your story and what you're doing to impact the kingdom. I appreciate you.
All glory to God. Thank you, Nikita.
All glory to God. And, you know, each and every week, all of you out there in listening land are so faithful to dial into the Man Up show. Appreciate you helping to spread the word, get the word out there. We want to get to more than the 92 countries we're currently in. And thank you for dialing in today. And hope you were blessed by Paul's story. Go out today and live a God-filled, God-blessed life. This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.